slop. We had a slop bucket. And it was by the, it was over, it was in the kitchen now, which, and if you were to walk into that house now, if I was to go into that house, if I could just, you know, take myself back and out, I'd probably gag. Because the slop bucket was a 5-gallon bucket that was over by the back door. And in the summer, it was outside the back door because it got rank, boy, in the summer. But, and the dogs were the same way. But what you didn't eat off the table, or, you know, the peelings off the potatoes, you know, and cucumbers and stuff like this, you know, and the coffee grounds and the, you know, the watermelon rinds, you know, and the leftover cornbread, you threw it in the slop bucket. Well, at the end of a day, when you're feeding a crew like that, you know, you'd have 2.5 gallons of slop. I mean, you know, potato peelings, this junk. But a hog will eat anything. They say they're the smartest animal in the world. They probably are. But anyway, they'd eat anything. So you didn't really have to supplement a hog too much because they could, you know, as the old saying, root hog or die. You know, they'd get out there and root around and eat something. We had a pig pool. Everybody had a pig pool, which was a slushy place down away from the house where the hogs got down the mud to stay cool in the summer, you know.
So it's the same as a pen?
Well, the pig pen, but there was a pig pool, which is just a, yeah, you know, it's a little pool of water. I, you know, sometimes small, sometimes large. That's probably very colloquial, you know, pig pool. Some friends.
Anybody around here call it a hog parlor?
Hog parlor, yeah. Now, hog parlor, now, well, that had a connotation of being a dressed-up place for a hog, see. Mm-hmm. A hog parlor was like whenever you had clean hogs. I mean, you know, you had a nice clean place for them to stay, you know, a barn with some type of floor in it, you know, where they could come in, and that was the parlor. Mm-hmm. That's a hog parlor. A little bit cleaner than, you know, the pig pen. Mm-hmm. Pig pen stinks, I'm here to tell you. But anyway, and for that reason, we ate a lot of pork, you know. I say not a lot, but I mean, when we ate meat, it was pork. You know, we made our sausage, you know, and this kind of stuff. We had a smokehouse. You know, you'd hang the meat in the smokehouse, put salt on it, and it'd sit out there, and flies get on it and all of this. But anyway, pork, you know, is greasy, and it ain't good for you. Mm-hmm. And
tell me about the house that you said you just moved out of.
Well, actually, it's been a little while. I sold it. But it was, matter of fact, the original house, the idea, a guy dreamed it up in Marietta, Georgia. You could probably go out there and see it. But it had a Spanish design. Why? I don't have any Spanish. I don't know why. But along the front, I said, I do not want a house where people come in my back door. Around here, everybody's, you know, the basic Southern style is, you know, y'all come on over. And everybody's, you drive your car into the carport or garage, which is the slick word, and you get out and go into the door there that enters the house. And 99% of the time, it goes right into the kitchen or dining room, you know, the kitchen area, you know. And then after that, you go on past the kitchen and take a turn usually, and you go into the living room. And I know, and you know, a lot of people have a sidewalk from their driveway to the front door. But if you drive into the carport, you got to walk back to the front of the house to get on the sidewalk to go to the front door. So everybody comes in the back door. I said, I don't want that. I want one door. And I said, I don't want any windows on the front because every time a car comes by, their lights go in your front windows, you know, look out, you know, thinking somebody's driving up the yard. So across the front, it was the stucco type, you know, the mortar hanging out of the white brick, the whitest white brick. And with these, look like furniture legs, I guess you would say, table legs in the window to make give it kind of a cell appearance, you know, a jail cell appearance. I had one window on the front. I had a little sunken-in ceramic design there to hang things on, like at Halloween, you put a witch out there, you know, Christmas, a wreath, this kind of thing, and a light on that. But you came in to the yard, down the driveway, and you made a turn, and you went into the carport. Carport separated from the house, which I guess would make it a real true-to-life garage, wouldn't it? But anyway, it was separated from the house in a sense. The slab, you know, came down a time or two on the way, the concrete slab. And you went, you know, through the door of the garage onto a patio. To your right there is a flower bed built up.